My name is Brandon Boyd, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
Hey, 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 I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio. You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Please don't eat me, I'm sweet and delicious. All these boys and girls running around my kitchen, having a good time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of year. The air is filled with warmth and cheer.
Baby, it's cold.
So grab your neighbor by the ear. Be sure to keep them always near. It's Christmas.
Hey, what you making poetry for? This is Jimmy Carboni here.
Hey, that guy's
I don't know what kind of thing you wrote me into. Some kind of poetry thing. Some lounge music.
Look, Jimmy, there are a lot of ways to do it, okay?
I got a little poem for you. It's real short. It's called Phone Sex.
Oh, man.
It's safer.
Well, we have a Lewinsky in the room. That's the poem?
You motherfucker.
It's safer. It is safer, though.
It's safer.
Wait. It's safer? What the hell are you talking about, phone sex?
We got a caller.
Well, like, as long as you, like, rub a little disinfectant on the receiver, just keep it, you know,
what are you kids talking about, sex with the phone?
Just in case, like, somebody had a cold.
You're rubbing the phone all over yourself? What's phone sex? What are you kids talking about? Oh, my God.
All right, Jimmy, we're going to hear more from you in a sec, but we're going to play a song for now, right?
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. What a Christmassy tune.
Oh,
really
my God.
Puts me in the mood for the holidays.
Mellow vibe.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go down the corner and get a tree right now.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm going to knock on the man's hut. I'm going to say, hey, partner, I'm looking for a 7-footer.
You got any in that size?
Those things are expensive, man.
You know what? I'm going to go 8. I got a big old angel for the top.
He likes it.
You know, I've never had a Christmas tree before, and I've always wanted one.
But you've had a Hanukkah bush, right?
There's no such thing as a Hanukkah bush. that's something that Goyim say to Jews to like make them feel better. Like, oh yeah, you get a little bush. It's not so bad. There's no bush.
Well, it's not so bad though.
I love Hanukkah.
Just get a bush.
No bush.
No one's stopping.
I want a fucking Christmas tree.
I heard you shaved your bush.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, classy.
Thanks.
Classic
for that.
Comment, as you can hear from the piano.
Ooh.
We got an interesting guest.
Wait a second, Jack. Copyright. I don't think you can play that.
I wrote that song.
I think Christmas music is beyond copyright.
Oh, it's beyond a lot of things.
What kind of Scrooge would sue somebody?
There's an exception for instance. Christmas music on YouTube, I think, is the exception, legally.
Okay.
Is that so?
Got it.
No, it's not.
We're going to be treating you to a Christmas tune.
Just remember, Christmas comes but once this year.
Do you think that we could all pull off, if the four of us sing together, we could all pull off Christmas time?
We could do that. We could do that.
You think we could do it?
Or a little bit of Good King Wenceslas once looked down.
That's all sucks.
What is that? Who's that?
Good King Wenceslas.
Who the hell is that?
It's a classic carol about a good King Wenceslas.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I remember being in elementary school and like doing the Christmas show and being like, man, fuck this. And then all these songs about like the shepherd and all the, I was just such an asshole about it. I was so mean. I was like, fuck Christmas.
Well, us Gentiles, we're trying to appreciate the beautiful music.
Look, I don't know about you guys, but the Lord is my shepherd.
I would say that the playwright Sam Shepherd is my shepherd. Anyway, so we got a guest here, a very interesting guest. It's not a musical type, actually.
No, but he's I think he's built some instruments in his day.
Or at least his slaves have.
He's the subject of many, many songs, perhaps more songs than anyone but say Jesus. We'd like to welcome Santa Claus to the studio, Chris Kernan.
Hi, welcome Sam.
Old Saint Nick.
Thank you.
He's laughing already. Oh, he's so full of good cheer.
You are too nice.
Ever the jolly man, Santa.
Yes, those are my jingle bells.
Sam Braverman has arrived to the studio.
Thank you for bringing the jingle bells, though.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sam, for the bells.
Would you like to tell Santa what you would like for Christmas, Sam?
Sam, what would you like for Christmas?
This year for Christmas, what I'd really like is, I don't know if I can tell you this, Santa, because I'm already supposed to get it, but world peace, and then after that, the means to have world peace forever, but Interstellar is erased from history. Okay, that's my one condition. Cool. Thanks, Santa.
I agree, Interstellar should be erased forever.
Ooh.
Wow, Santa.
That's harsh film criticism.
Hey, Santa, how's Mrs. Claus?
She's doing quite well.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Carboni.
I did her quite well last night.
Santa! Santa! That is not very Christian of you, Santa.
Uncouth. You uncouth man.
So let me ask you something, Santa, all right? So, you know, me and Braverman here, we're from the chosen people, the Jews.
Some would argue otherwise.
You know, when I was a kid,
chosen by who?
When I was a kid, by your is God your dad? Wait, no, you don't have anything to do with God, right? You're a private sector.
He works for him, though.
You kind of work
I'm
for God.
I'm old Saint Nick.
Are you like official made up or like just holidays made up?
I'm Saint Nick.
Okay, so just holidays.
So you work for God.
What
right?
is your stance on Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola sucks.
Oof.
Wow.
They've forced me to endorse it for years, and I actually hate the stuff. It rots your teeth. Kids, I will put you on the naughty list if you drink any more Coca-Cola.
That makes me a naughty boy, I'll tell you that. So, when I was a kid, Christmas would come around, and every other kid would be like, hey, Santa's bringing me presents. I'd be like, why don't I get presents from Santa? What is your beef with Jewish children? Why won't you bring them presents? Explain, Santa Claus.
They simply do not deserve presents. They have Chinooka. How do you... I do not like or endorse this other holiday, but they try and give many more presents over many days, and...
Santa, this is a factual inaccuracy. I've just got to correct you on this. Chinooka, or as we would refer to it, Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights. Thank you very much.
Is that how you say it?
Yes, Hanukkah. Now, the preconceived notion by a lot of Christians, and I've encountered this because I live in the Midwest for a lot of the year, is that Hanukkah is 8 nights of present. If you've ever met any New York Jews, at least, that's bullshit. We don't have time and care or money for 8 nights of presents.
Well, we just think that because of 8 crazy nights, you know? The great,
and that was
the
a great, fine seminal work by Adam Sandler.
The Adam Sandler vehicle.
That was a classic for the ages. But regardless, I can testify, Santa, the best and only Hanukkah present I have ever received was a red rubber ball. It was great. It entertained. We played Foursquare with it. It lasted for 2.5 years.
I Sam, that's depressing as fuck, man.
That was a great present, sucks. Oliver. I loved it. It taught me to cherish simple things, all right?
I don't know. That sounds like the kind of thing you tell yourself post-traumatic, you know?
He loves getting balls as gifts.
By the way, this is all what, right, what royalty-free Christmas music sounds like.
Christmas.
That's your royalty.
It really puts me in the mood.
That makes me.
I love it, baby. Look, there's two words for you, and it's yeah, baby. All right.
Yep.
Let's hear a song. We're going to hear more. We're going to hear more from Santa maybe later. But for now, let's hear a little song from the most Christmassy group in the Mama Coco stable. I know, man. I know. Look, I just want to take this moment to say that song is shorter than we thought. We don't really have anything set right now. I do want to take this moment to say that as of now, December 2014, if you like cops, you are a fucking scrub. Yeah.
I agree.
Santa agrees.
As a townie of New York City, I've been bugged by the NYPD my entire life. They've made fun of me for being gay, which I'm not. Many times. They have arrested me for no reason twice. And I've been to jail. It's disgusting. And fuck them. That's what I have to say about that.
They got a license to kill, baby. That's all you need.
When you grow up in New York and you go to public schools, it's like some people are really nice and smart. And they, you know, they go and do stuff for their lives. And then some people bully you and call you a fag. And then they become NYPD officers. So, you know, use your fucking brain. If you have a badge, use your fucking brain and, you know, convince us otherwise.
Santa got arrested for no reason.
Breaking and entering. Get the fuck out of my house, Santa.
And then they planted some crack cocaine on me. I don't like crack.
I know, because crack is cheap, right?
Yeah, but you like Bolivian snowflakes, man.
You're white.
Yeah. I only like the pure stuff.
I mean, you live in a land of powder. It's, you know, it's already there.
Hey, Santa.
So at home.
You want to go sledding right now?
I'd love to.
Just
Whoa!
It's good stuff, though.
Okay. Can we have a toot and a snort?
There's a window in there, guys.
We got that? No, that's two-way glass.
They can see you.
None of the people in the restaurant can see that guy's looking right at me.
Yep.
Yeah. He knows.
He's a cop.
I'm just signaling. Don't call the police, or I'll kill you. I think the police are actually
waiting for us.
The only person
when we finish this radio show. So if we end up in the can, just know that it was for speaking our minds.
This program runs.
Went first into this city with a clothes upon my back and a $5 bill to bribe that chill who tried to send my broke ass back. I went out seeking nothing but a quiet place to sleep, so I found me a 5,000 best dark and I prayed the Lord my soul to keep. I prayed to my soul to keep. But it wasn't quite 6:30, God soaked me in my side. I said, you can stay late, but sit up straight and don't close those goddamn eyes. So I sat and rolled my baby way back across the sea. I go in, I'll go on, so don't cry for it. It won't mean I don't cry for me. Precious bench got no place for the likes of me, cause it's a free country, that means nothing comes for free. Then I heard a woman screaming from the corner by the street. She had her hands stuck back behind her back, she was stomping on the pavement with her feet. That policeman was laughing and leaning against his car, so I found me a brick that was heavy and thick, but I didn't need to throw it all that far. I didn't need to throw that far. They chased me down in Bradley, back to the city jail. Had to sit and wait for 6 weeks straight, cause I had no one to post my bail. So I sat and rode my baby way back across the sea. Since streets are gold, they don't grow old, so don't cry for me. Love me now, don't cry for me. I'm a reward coming reaching around for me, and they make you feel you should be glad for the courtesy. The jury, they came shooting one by one. Out of no surprise, and I met their eyes that they wouldn't look back, not a one. And the paper they was reading read in the first degree. I said, please rise and felt the eyes of every schmuck in that court. I mean, felt every eye was on me. Come on now! Well, some said, now, sonny, what have you got to say? Before I call my boys up front to drag your sorry hide away, said, your honor, I'm my baby, way back across the sea. Says, streets are gold, they don't go.
And may all the pigs go suck eggs in hell. Thank you.
Out of system transfer.
So we like to use out of system transfer a plan on January 10th at Nola Darlin at MCFK number 41. The possibilities are endless, so put jelly on your shoulder and let's
call
get down.
Call her on line 5. Call
holy
her.
Moly.
Hey, Jack, it's...
Hey.
Kim, can you put me on?
You're on, buddy.
Yep.
What up, dude?
Who's that?
What the hell's the matter with you people?
Oh, it's Testa.
What's this is Joyce Costanza.
You,
Jim, we know it's you.
You people are sick. I don't understand what's going on. Next time you get mugged, you call a hipster, okay? And then you see what happens.
Oh, you. Wait, this is George Costanza?
This is George Costanza, and I want to know what is all this Christmas Hanukkah crap?
I always picture George Costanza as more of a liberal.
And I'm airing my grievances. You people are stupid.
Sounds like
George, we've
Carboni.
Been good friends for a lot of years, but you really gotta just ease on up there, buddy.
George,
what's
George,
the deal?
I put you on the naughty list for many years.
Yeah. Hipster doofuses, that's what you are.
George.
Bald asshole.
George, it's your friend
cops?
Jerry.
Okay, good.
What's
all
the
right.
deal?
You get mugged? Yeah. Who are you gonna call?
Your mother.
Ghostbusters.
Titus Andronicus? I don't think so.
You call Santa? Oh,
of course. Yeah. You got dangerous felons. Where are you going to put them? Shea Stadium? I don't think so. They're going to put them in jail. That's where they belong.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah.
A dangerous felon. Violent criminal.
To the South Pole.
I'm fed up with you people. I'm fed up.
But George, why are the peanut M&Ms bigger than the regular M&Ms? They can't make the peanuts small enough to be the size of a regular M&M. What's the deal?
Who are you doing? Is that Rodney Dangerfield? Who are you doing right now?
Wait, jump.
I don't understand you. I've had it.
All right, well, thanks for calling, I guess.
Okay, bye.
You want to wrestle for the feats of strength? I'll show you who's the boss here.
Yeah, well, yeah. Come in here.
Happy holidays, you morons.
Wow.
Hey!
Wow.
Somebody had a sour Thursday.
I gotta say, guys, I feel like Jim was being really mean just now.
Completely out of range.
I
thought his name was George.
Anyway,
really my mellow.
Yeah, I feel like shit. But
oh man,
yeah.
Testo, what's up?
That and what is Jerry Seinfeld doing here? Jesus,
what's the deal with all of this?
Who was that character you were doing? Was that Rodney?
That's Jerry Seinfeld.
Sounds like Rodney to me.
That was
Rodney's different.
Yeah.
I always kind of felt like Jerry Seinfeld was always talking in like a half falsetto. You know.
Yeah, it's up here.
Yeah.
This guy, I don't watch Seinfeld enough.
That sounds like Ray. That sounds like Ray Romano.
Dino.
My brother's tall.
So we usually like to keep things moving rather briskly in the studio, but it's not every day you get Santa in the room. So we're gonna keep him around for a little bit. Want to play a little game of what's that game called?
Sink my claws into you.
I'm a busy man, so
Yahtzee. What are we playing?
Would you rather eat a lobster whole? Not whole, but you got to eat like all
like a live lobster.
No, a dead cooked lobster, okay. But you got to eat all parts of it,
including the shell and the exoskeleton and whatnot.
No, you don't have to eat the. No, I'm talking. Come on, like the edible shit. But you got to get into a little bit of the gross shit. You know, the gross shit.
Crap in the middle.
And you can't use any butter on it. This is a zero butter lobster.
Ooh.
Or
yikes.
Or would you rather smoke a fatty, you know, like a big on, like the bigger the better, not that kind of shit, you know? And then eat a biscuit.
I practically live on butter up there in the North Pole. I'd have to say, give me some fucking biscuits and a big fatty. Santa loves that smoking of the marijuana just.
You know, that was not what I would have thought, because to me, the lobster, that seems doable, but you would just be so dry. I feel like, you know, there's a possibility of choking with the biscuit. Just think about the dryness that would occur.
I wouldn't turn down either of those things. If you were like, do you want to eat the whole lobster now? I'd be like, yes. And then if you were like, do you want to smoke the fatty and eat a biscuit? I'd be like, yes.
Okay, all right.
Would you rather have something good or something also good?
Santa needs butter with his lobster.
To me, this is like a neutral would you rather. You know, it's like not really good things. It's not too good things or too bad things. It's like somewhere in the middle ground. I was trying to introduce like a new spin on the game.
You're getting conceptual now that you're a college graduate. You're bringing conceptual elements.
And little did you know.
Chad, you graduated college?
Well, I have my last class on Monday.
Hey.
Wow, they really let anyone through these days.
Someone's getting some extra presents this year.
Yeah, you fucking better be right,
Santa. A little
Santa.
Old for Santa.
Hey, little did you know, Santa loves smoking marijuana. And that's why I'm so creative with these gifts. Not to you Chinooka peoples.
I have to say that you're actually not very creative with gifts. Generally, people make a specific request, and then you provide a brand product.
Yeah, you don't
for
read
them.
The fucking
you know,
letters.
Really, you're more
you
of a,
take
you're,
cookies from small children. Like there's very little I'm missing about Christmas.
I'm just saying, Santa. I've seen a few Christmases in my day. You know, I've seen a few Christmas presents in my day, and I just want to argue that you're really kind of more of a distributor at this point than a craftsman.
Mm. I mean, you know what?
What makes you different from Amazon?
You're taking away my creative license here.
I'm not. I would have loved you to be creative.
You gave me
fucking Mattel shit every year, man. I would have loved.
And who do you think makes this Mattel?
I know the guy. It's my friend Pete. It's his dad.
Really? I design it.
Wow.
And my little slaves. I mean elves. they execute the design.
Listen, Santa,
that
I'm
sounds far fetched, man.
Yeah. You had
elves.
You literally have one job to do. These fucking kids write to you, and you just all you have to do. You tell your people, you're like, hey, elves, you know, here's a list. Do it. I'm gonna get in my sled. Everything's powered by magic. You just sit back. Why else are you fat? You're not doing shit.
It's all magic. I eat butter.
It's all magic. Here's my question to you, Santa.
I smoke weed and eat butter.
Here's my question to you, Santa.
God, Santa's got a good life.
Yeah, that's gross.
Magic does it all. What do you do? What do you do, Santa?
What do you do?
I sit back and wait for Mrs. Claus to pleasure me while eating butter and smoking marijuanas.
You know?
Santa Claus is a fucking bourgeois pig.
And I kind of like the guy.
Yeah.
Santa,
yeah.
I got a would you rather for you. I got a question. All right. Now, I'm a Jew. I'm not super familiar with yourself, but I have seen numerous incarnations of Santa, or the person known as Santa, in animation, film, television, all those other things. So my question for you, Santa...
And they're all fakes.
Well, be that as it may, if you could be one of these forms, would it be evil, psychotic robot Santa from Futurama, or...
Ooh.
Tim Allen Santa?
Ooh.
Favorite actor ever, Tim Allen!
Santa, you're really full of surprises.
Yeah, I wouldn't
have paid you for a The Santa Claus fan.
Oh, I love Tim. Tim, he doesn't do that great of an impression of Gold Saint Nick. But Tim Allen, he's a funny guy.
Okay, then, since this seems to be pretty open shut, let's just keep with the Tim Allen thread. Home Improvement or Galaxy Quest?
Home Improvement! Definitely Home Improvement.
Wow.
One of my favorite shows.
You have completely lost me here.
Okay,
guys, come on, man. Santa is from another generation, right? It's from another
Screw
time.
You, Santa.
And this young Jew doesn't freaking
Listen,
get
son.
It.
Listen,
son. No, guys, just go.
I take it back.
Guys, I'm not, putting coal in your stocking there, son.
He's not into that postmodern, ironic, satirical stuff.
I'm going to compress into diamonds, and then the joke will be on you, you fucking motherfucker. Oh.
I've got one for Santa.
We've got a smartass over here.
Santa, who would you rather portray you in a movie? Would you rather have Lindsay Lohan play Santa Claus?
In male drag, or is she like a
no?
Sexy
she
Santa?
Is Santa Claus. Like it's the movie where she just is Santa Claus.
Okay.
Or would you rather have Wayne Brady play Santa Claus?
Oh, this is a tough one.
How would you prefer to be portrayed?
Wait. Can I say what would the names of the two movies be? Let's add that to it.
Moody M. This movie A would be
Lindsay Lohan, movie.
Lady Santa,
Lady Santa.
Oh come on, you could have done
not
that.
Not Mrs. Like Claus, Regal,
not Santa not like not like Santa Saint
who is a lady.
Saint Nikki or something like
Saint Nikki,
yeah.
Like
oh, sweet like sweet Saint
sweet
Nikki.
Saint Nikki.
Lady Santa, okay.
Oh, that sucks.
I would go to see Sweet Saint Nikki.
And I cannot think of a not racist name for the second movie.
Oh, good.
It'd be called Santa Wayne.
Okay, all right, it's okay, safe. Well,
you know, I got
a safe choice.
Adding that parameter did nothing for me.
Yeah, really.
You really, really ruined that for me, Jamie.
Both names of these movies really suck. I'd have to say, I would love Lindsay Lohan to play Santa Claus, because then I could pleasure myself and think of what it would be like to be with Lindsay Lohan.
Yikes, don't tell Mrs. Claus.
That's gross, yeah. Santa, I have a would you rather. Would you rather... that you and your whole toy distributing empire was betrayed by Mrs. Claus or by your top elf?
Oh, man. I would be devastated if there was any betrayal in my North Pole lands. I don't... What are you talking about? Vacuums and, I don't... Children! Everything would go crazy! I think I would go with the stupid elves!
Santa, watch out. You're old. We don't want to hurt your heart, all right? Just calm down. Calm down. He's up.
I think Santa fucking died. I think he knows.
All right.
I think Santa knows.
Play some music. I'm a little upset over here.
We are scaring the
And they rest. sent in a shopping mall.
The rest of these MCs in here, and I'm gonna invite some friends in. Hey, hey, you over there. Hey.
Hey, Mr. Claus, how you doing? How's it going?
Matthew!
Oh, oh, it's great to see you, Santa. I ain't been around here in both of the best five times I've seen
him. I've gotta say, I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, thanks. You know, I'm just, all I'm trying to do is just see me, myself, like, 2 seconds in the future, because if I can do that, then I can time travel and I can be better than me now.
My mind is blown!
Yeah, that's all I try to do is just, you know, keep making movies, keep making television, blow your mind.
You can blow me anytime, Matthew!
Nah, that's just for Woody, that's just for Woody. Yeah, no.
Santa, this is your boss. God... I'm very disappointed in you.
Oh,
talking about marijuana smoke, sexual acts,
it's
cocaine.
Hold on.
Overuse of butter. Matthew, I'll get to you later. I have some issues with you as well.
These are good things in life. Sex and cocaine.
Where do you get off enjoying your life? You are a servant of God, and I am God, the almighty, powerful God, the boss of Santa Claus, the father. Oh, and my son, Jesus.
Toodaloo.
What are you doing here, Jesus?
Don't forget me.
I thought that you were at home making Christmas presents for your mother, Lady God.
Well, I heard everyone was getting together, and I just, you know, couldn't miss it.
I make the presents around here.
Yay, for as it is such unto you, so it is such unto oneself.
Jesus.
I never thought I would meet you in person, but...
Well, you know, I'm a very busy guy.
You know, Jesus, my son...
I'm just a man, though.
I've never seen you and Matthew McConaughey in the same room before, and I must say, the resemblance is uncanny.
Well, thank you very much, sir. You know, it's just, I saw a picture of him one time, and I was like, what if I could get all the plastic surgery in the world and make myself the Lord Christy? And I did it.
Jesus, you see there? I, your mother, Mary, always told you you were handsome. You look just like McConaughey, you know, and I do love you. Thanks, Mama.
Mary!
Lady God, what are you doing here?
Oh, nothing, just tending the darning a sock.
Lady God, please come back to bed, all right? It's Benedict Cumberbatch. I really would like you to come back here so we can have hot sex right now again. Please, Lady God, please, oh, please, please, deduce it.
Oh, I'm scared. No.
Consent to watch?
No, Benny doesn't like that.
You men are horrible.
God does not approve of this type of behavior. I have to say, I put shame on all of you.
Yay.
Shame.
Yay. For as it is written, so it is said. As it is such unto you, as it is unto oneself, so it is said. Yay, for it is.
Yeah, Jesus, you tell it. Just hold it down and just, yeah, tell it, Jesus, tell it.
Thank I you. Decide who's on the naughty list, not you, God.
I am your boss, and you will answer to me. I have one request to make God feel better. It's from my son, Jesus. Will you please sing the Michael Jackson song that I love so much, Jesus?
Which one? You love them all.
The way you make me feel.
Oh, Dad, that...
You
no,
always
no, that wouldn't be,
voice.
That wouldn't be.
Stop being so shy,
no,
son.
No, Dad.
Everyone knows you have a beautiful voice.
That wouldn't be very, that wouldn't be very humble of me.
Let's start a chant. Here we go.
Dad, Father, no, no, no. I'm but a simple carpenter. I'm not prepared.
Jesus Christ. Jesus is not... He's not prepared.
The way you make me feel.
Oh.
You really got me going. You knock me off of my feet. You know.
Jesus.
And like I'm done, you're wrong.
Jesus is good.
Oh, I love that, good. Son. Oh, my. Oh, you've made your father very proud. Oh,
Dad, just, you're such just, a good boy, Jesus.
Just, you know.
Don't quit your day job there.
Oh, the thing I love about Jesus falsetto, I keep getting older, it stays high as hell. Jesus, do you not have balls or something? Oh, my Lord.
Ever since the resurrection, I don't really have gender-specific sex organs. It's sort of a weird...
I know time's a flat
circle,
but I
didn't know that Jesus was not in one way or the other.
Well, Mom, no.
You know what I told you about your balls.
What did you tell Jesus
about
the balls?
Jesus, don't talk about that on the radio,
will
Mom.
Please, shut your mouth.
Dad,
listen
shut
to
up.
God.
I hate you.
Dad. You will not
don't put
talk
me down on the
way,
radio,
son.
Dad. Don't make me sing on the radio. Don't send me down to earth and make me die for you and do all these things. Like, I don't want it. I didn't ask to be born.
Well, what do you want to do then if you don't want to do all that?
I want to get a foot. I want to work as a barista. I want to travel when I have time. I want to live my life, God. Dad, God, whatever. I want to call my dad, Dad, for one thing. I hate you. I hate you.
Oh, son, you have disappointed me so. I think that I will cause a tsunami right now. What part of the world? I cannot tell you.
You're always doing this. You're always threatening world destruction if I don't do everything that you say.
That's
emotional blackmail, Dad.
That's
emotional blackmail.
That's one tsunami and one beloved celebrity has just died.
You can't make me do what you want all
not
the time.
Matthew.
You can't.
Oh, not Matthew. He's my favorite. Oh, Matthew. I will save you, Matthew.
I don't even care. Dad, I don't even like Matthew McConaughey. I don't care.
Well, who's your favorite singer?
I'm not telling.
Is it Paul McCartney?
No.
Well, congratulations. Paul McCartney has just joined the Tea Party.
I heard Jesus listening to Michael Bublé the other day. And I said, I do like Bublé.
Oh, really? Jesus, you like Michael Bublé?
Did somebody say something about me? I was walking by in the restaurant, and I thought maybe
Michael, is that you?
No, this is Paul.
Oh, Paul.
Yeah.
Hello.
I heard my name, and I came running, and when I saw who was in here, I couldn't believe it. You know,
Bublé in the house.
Yeah.
Bublé.
Michael Bublé's here as well, is he?
I saw you from across the room, Mr. McCartney, and I've always admired your beautiful song structures and long flowing wigs.
Well, thank you, Michael. I'm sure you do excellent work yourself.
I was pretty real smooth. Flattered when you wrote one about me.
No, actually, that was about my mother, whose name was Mary, actually. But you know, it's like a song, like a songwriter. Like, you know, you never quite know. You know, it could have been about you.
I always thought it was a double meaning, at least.
Paul, remember when your friend John said that he was bigger than my son?
Well, John used to say a lot of things, you know.
Well, he was right. My son is a disappointment.
No, don't be so hard on him now.
Do you want to make your father happy? Does everyone want to make God happy and I'll make the world better?
Yes.
Then let's all sing a song together.
I've got a song we can sing.
I think.
Let's sing.
Jesus, why are you crying?
Let's sing a chorus of Jesus by the Velvet Underground together. My favorite song about my son.
Well, why don't you?
Is everyone ready?
I don't know it personally.
Oh, God. I don't know that song, but I do know this song. That's one of Santa's favorite songs by the incredible Black Doctor Jr. Lots of good boys in that band.
Sim, a wonderful time, Christmas time, everybody's having a good time.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Have a wonderful Christmas time.
Simply. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart. The very next day, you threw it away.
Have a wonderful time, a Christmas time, everybody have fun at home.
No. All right, kids, are we going to do this or what?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Aye, aye, Kevin!
Santa,
count us off.
A present from you. Sing me a song.
Here you go, Santa.
Count us off, Santa.
One, two, three.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call their favorite time of the year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere.
Yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there.
Jesus, sing it nice, sing it nice.
Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year.
It's that time of year, my friends.
Yeah.
The air is filled with cheer.
You've made Santa very happy. Oh.
As Christmas draws on near.
Extra presents for all of you.
So
especially for my friends in the Tunica land.
All right. Okay.
Surround yourself with all those you hold dear.
And beer. And
all year, motherfucker.
Now it's time to go to Santa. Hot tracks with my friend Michael Jackson. Hey, Michael Hanson. We're wearing a Santa hat in. Yes, it is. Rock and roll is dead.
Now it's time to rap. Yo, rock and roll is dead. Now it's time to rap. And now I'd like to pass the mic to my man Adam.
Let's pass the mic to Adam. Adam has something to say. Yes, he does.
Let's hear from Adam. We're waiting on you.
Adam Sandler.
I'm not talking about Sandler. I'm talking about Patton. Where's Adam Patton? Let's get Adam Patton on the mic right now.
Hey, it's Adam Patton. I'm from Oklahoma. I'm a really good guy, and I like to rap. Rapping is good because we have a good time. We like to rap, and we like to have fun.
Adam.
Yo, rock and roll is dead. Now it's time to rap. Let me pass the mic back to my man Adam.
Yo, what up? It's a Snoop Dogg. I like to rap with Mama Coco's family. I like to smoke pot. Like to have a good time in the parking lot. Oh, what up? I don't know why I'm here. I got so high, I'm a rich motherfucker. I like to drink and I like to smoke pot. I like to have fun with my wife and son.
Thank you, Snoop. Yes. That was dope. Let me pass the mic back to my man Adam.
Adam. Go, what you want? It's Adam on the mic. I like the dumbest. Oh, I want the New England Patriots to go to the Super Bowl. Adam. Oh, Adam.
Yo, that was great. But seriously, I'm gonna pass the mic right back to my man Adam. Yo,
I'm Adam. I'm still freaking Adam. I play music. Cause I'm Adam. Did you know that my name's Adam? Let me tell you.
Kinda underwhelming, Adam.
It's Adam.
That's a lot of Adam rhyming with Adam. All right, good job, everybody.
All right, okay, let's
never speak of this again.
Let's call this one right now. It's done.
I just want to represent my rapping style. It's Adam on Adam on Adam. Adam squared, then squared again.
That was for you, Adam.
We love you, baby.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.